Hello guys, I'm Christian Esguera and welcome to another episode of our Facts First Podcast. So para sa araw na to, isang mainit na issue na naman ang pag-uusapan natin. Pero bago natin napuntahan yung mga mainit na issue, gusto ko muna ipakilala sa inyo si Ms. Samira Gutok, isang civic leader at organizer at Tubong Marawi. Siya ay tumatakbo muli sa pagka-senador sa 2022 after her decision also to run for senator in 2019. Okay, maraming salamat and welcome to the podcast, Samira.
Magandang umaga, Christian. Assalamu alaikum, happy weekend.
Okay. Long time no see, actually. Long time no,
long time
here,
no see. So,
una pag-usapan natin yung decision mo tumakbo uli sa pagka-senador sa 2022. No? So, why did you make that decision after your experience in 2019?
So, civil society was the one who invited me, di ba? Noong 2019, baka you didn't know, Christian, that it was women's organizers in Manila, NCR. Particularly, tinitingala namin po si Peace Secretary, formerly Ma'am Ging, who kind of told me, Deles, who told me, Samira, there's this lady from Basilan, sabihin ko na si former, this incumbent mayor, Jalia Turabin, na hindi siya interested to run for senator. Kasi, she has a, you know, she's poised for national consciousness, si Jalia Turabin Hataman, who's an upcoming, very talented young woman na who's serving Congress, no, as Anak Mindanao in that time, 2019. So she's not interested to run for senator. So Samira, would you be interested?
Okay.
And you might not win, no? Hindi ka mananalo. Agad-agad, sabi niya, no? And, but you should look forward to a long haul, no? Long journey.
Parang and, siya yung first part ng laban, 2019.
Yeah.
And then, yes, eto po. Na. Okay.
So, yes, I mean, po, Chris.
Okay. Go ahead, sige.
And then, so sabi ko, syempre, consult po ako. I'm a Bakwit leader. I know what's evacuee leader, di ba, Chris? Na-interview mo ako minsan. I think I talked about Marawi and evacuation.
Yeah. Mm.
And, yun, I was an evacuee leader at that time, 2017. I resigned from President Duterte's Bangsamoro Transition Commission that drafted the BOL. So parang wala po akong leverage, Chris, wala akong position, public position. I didn't even have staffing na sarili ko, na I salaried and paid so that I can get out there, di ba? Mm-hmm. Pati nga hanggang ngayon, actually. Still grappling my way. So yun po, Chris. I know that it was a long haul. I was committed to public service. I went back to my family. Nagtanong po ako. I got the consult of some Davao din na mga political people. Alam ko po na kailangan magpaalam sa some friends in the political scene sa Mindanao. So, I got the go.
Okay. Now, ano yung mga experiences mo ng 2019 na sa tingin mo very important? Yung lesson sa mga natutunan mo ron? Kasi that was an unsuccessful run, no? Although sabi mo naman, you were preparing for the long haul, no? Pero ano yung mga bagay na natutunan mo when you first run in 2019 na sa tingin mo magiging useful dito sa second run mo in 2022?
Be science-based and prepared. Although, syempre naman, the machinery, the organizing, Senator Kiko, yung may OPLAN, makinig kami sa mga tao.
Yeah.
They said it was too late to be doing that. Eh. Parang interview survey namin by November to ask the communities on the issues of the day. Dapat by November, dapat nagpapakilala ka na for people na hindi kilala, di ba, Chris? To having to compete with people like Lito Lapid, as I told you sa interview noon. Lito Lapid, Bong Revilla, the incumbents who were in their names, in themselves, are brand.
Mm.
So, dapat earlier preparation, more penetration sa community, leaders na LGU na pwede namin maasahan, be ready. That's it.
So kumbaga, ng 2019, you spent much of the campaign introducing yourself, nagpapakilala ka. So ngayon, I suppose
sa November, December po.
Oo.
Yes po. I pero was in the last of the survey po. Yeah po, Chris. I was kind of 50 yata po or SWS Pulse. And nagkamali pa sa apelido ko, Chris. Eh, ginamit ko Mawis eh. So I was really below the survey. Mga ilang pages before makita pa yung pangalan ko.
Teka, so anong ginagamit mo ngayong pangalan? Samira Gutok.
Gutok. Yes, Gutok po, Chris. Gutok. That's me, my maiden name. My husband. Oh, kilala yung Tumawis po in Mindanao. But I carried Gutok po as a family name.
Okay, yung tanong ng marami. Bakit ka naman tumatakbo under the slate of Mayor Isko Moreno this time?
yun pa nga po yung branding na I'd like to also remind the Chris sa atin sa media, the world, the voters na Action Democratico is a long, no, long party po na Raul Roco, I used to always consistently dedicatedly support my time to as a volunteer, as a senator running in the past sa Action Democratico. So, hindi po ako stranger sa Action po, it's party bearer, Senator Raul Roco. So, incidentally, Yorme was recruited, I was recruited, Vico Soto is vice president, and Leon Flores, my friend in NYC, National Youth Commission days, where I used to youth lecture on youth rights. So the stars collide for me to join them.
So ang kumuha sa'yo sa slate, Action Democratico, tama ba? Hindi si...
Yes po, no, not Yoris Yorme Kumarela. Team, not Lito Banayo, not anyone in they were saying Manila. Na, and I was pressured to, no naman. I was with volition, with conviction po ito, with conscience, na naghintay po ako ng unity talks nila. Lenny Isko, Vice President Lenny. And deeply saying thank you po na I did do a process of consulting also. The party, my supporters, although they gave me a very short actually po na window ng Action Democratico to give a decision. And those, so siguro, syempre, there was disappointment, many disappointed in the chat rooms na bakit ganun.
Okay, sige. Can you be clearer? Ano yung window na ibinigay sa'yo? Paano naging decision-making process mo? Okay.
So there was a time in the deadline, August, that we had to submit, Action Daw had to submit, ASAP, a listing of EXECOM members, listing of board members, leadership members ng Action Democratico as a party to the COMELEC.
Okay.
And so I had to submit ASAP my approval to being not just a member, but even also a member of the leadership, the board.
Okay. And then?
And after all this time, I've been working with the Liberal Party, Sambayan, nag-grassrooting kami, Chris. Kaya through this interview natin, Chris, masabi na po na wala naman pong paanoan doon, malis, no? May malis ba na umalis lang ako bigla-bigla, but because of the biglaan na COMELEC din, as many of us, sabi mo nga, you're not even expecting mag-politics ako eh. Yeah, I was doing the ground naman po. I was doing humanitarian, I was consulting.
Pero
I was ready for a second run.
Pero ano yung, sino yung first choice mo na suportahan talaga for president?
I was really rooting, Chris. This is a really me saying real talk. I was rooting for vice president at that time. I went to Cebu July. Had okay. A prayer with the Cebu Liberal Party, mga supporters, Cebu Action Group. Samira, kung magpapalit ka ng party, we won't support you anymore, yung mga ilang leaders doon. So aminado po ako, and they knew that I was consulting. I was consulting. And of course, I had this press con in Cebu na, went a bit viral na, yun nga, I'm asking you, Vice President Lenny, what's your plan po? Please, heed the call of the people.
Okay.
And there was not much of a reply then.
So you decided to join Isko's ticket?
The Action Democratico party was kind of a natural fit for me because I was in the past year po working on humanitarian outreach. And dami pong migrants in Manila na from Marawi, Lanao del Sur, Mindanao, who were asking for health, medicina. So parang nakonect po ako sa Manila in a way na this is my core kasi, Chris, eh, diba? Hmm. My core is the war. My core is the mga displaced, stranded. Eh. So... Yeah, Action Democratico gave me that chance to speak about it and okay. Be a political platform in itself.
Okay, para doon sa impormasyon ng mga nanonood tsaka sa mga nakikinig sa atin, yung mga hindi familiar sa affiliations mo, no? So ano ba talaga yung partido before you joined the Action Democratico?
Oh, yes. So Chris, when I was invited by civil society noong 2019 to take on the Senate run, Liberal Party took me on. I was an independent candidate and adopted, no? Adopted by Liberal Party. For a while, no? Sa Wikipedia, nakikita pa rin Liberal Party. Hindi ko na yun inalis. So, yeah, Liberal Party and Action were sister parties.
Pero were you officially a member of the Liberal Party?
No.
You were just adopted in the Otsodre ticket.
Po. I didn't have any party Christian. At that time, I didn't have any party politically in my life, no.
Okay, so technically,
So,
hindi ka nag-switch
it would,
parties. Pero ngayon, member ka na talaga
actually
at
po, hindi
official
nga
na
masabi
action.
na turncoat eh. Turncoat, hindi ako masabi na literally. But of course, I was there for the party activities in full support po. In full support, parang member na rin by default in a way. Parang, how do you call it? Parang pangalan na lang eh. Because
Okay.
I was, you know, organizing, helping out, lecturing.
Okay, so sinabi mo ang first choice mo talaga na susuportahan si Vice President Lenny. Pero at that
At
time,
that time.
hindi ka nakakuha ng sagot, tama ba? At hindi pa siya nagde-decide tumakbo.
Yes
so
po.
Naunahan ka, naunahan sila sa pagkuha sa iyo ng Aksyon Demokratiko. That's why you're now with the with Isko Moreno. Basically ganun lang.
We were waiting po for the Lenny Isko talks to bear fruition. Opo. And of course, Mayor Isko intimated already his plans no to run for president. So, yeah, I made the Aksyon Demokratiko. It became a party process na, Chris. Eh. Parang, I'm there in Aksyon. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the Lenny Isko talks. And then it happens. Isko is the presidential ball.
Okay. You're going to stick with Mayor Isko Moreno.
Isko is our party presidential.
Okay.
Yes, Chris.
Ngayon, pasagutin ka rin sa mga bumabanat sa'yo on social media. Medyo marami, di ba? Basically. Number one, they describe you as your move as betrayal, your decision to run under Isko Moreno. Ano yung sagot niya rito?
No. I don't feel betraying party that took care of me with me per asking for guidance and permission is a betrayal. I did my Filipino way of consulting them. They knew I was available to them. I was part of the family. But then the winds brought me, no, to my core, which was the young people in Aksyon Demokratiko, to my core of humanitarian work with Aksyon Demokratiko, my core of Muslims serving with them in Aksyon Demokratiko. So this is just a journey that I'm taking on.
Okay, may regret ba on your part na sabi mo kasi dati iniintay mo si Vice President Lenny to actually decide on whether to run for president. Eventually, nag-decide siya, di ba? Kaso it's too late kasi nakapag-decision ka na rin on your own. Somehow, nagkaroon ba ng regret? Yung una kong sinusuportahan, ngayon nagdeklara na. Kaso, hindi ko na siya pwedeng suportahan dahil meron na akong sinusuportahan presidential candidate.
I understood po eh. In this pandemic talaga, Chris, there's a moment of, how do you call it, non-judgment eh. Talagang characteristic na lalabas sa atin ngayon eh. Sa pandemya is non-judgment. And I think yun din ang call out ko sa lahat. Eh. I can't judge the VP that she didn't decide too soon, but I needed also to be very firm in my decision and be firm in a party that that allowed me no to be considered by them as their senatorial ball. So, this pandemic, my call out really is sana po huwag niyo akong husgaan. Mayroon ako mga dinaanan po.
Pero walang regret sa'yo.
No, and even if po, you will call me out po for lipat sa Mira, I'm very humbled po na you will say that, you know, our presidential is making mistakes, he's saying things that why should I tolerate? Talaga hindi ko ito tolerate. Actually po, I'm waiting for that question mo eh. How did I feel when Yorme was doing those tirades kay VP? I'm melting behind him. And I wouldn't want to create a scene or scandal na alis ako sa likod niya. I wouldn't know what he's in his mind eh. Bakit siya nagtirada? Or to the bordering on almost ano, below the belt na eh. So I felt very bad. Actually, I boycotted the one event niya. Hindi ako nagpakita. At alam niya yon sa Batangas, nag-ano na po kami, nag-usap. Sabi niya, sakti bayan mo. And I said, of course, but open up dapat po. Before haharap ka rin po, dapat po alam namin po yung iyong naiisip.
Okay. Ito yung ano, no? Para doon sa mga nanonood sa atin tsaka nakikinig. You were referring to that speech by Isko Moreno, yung sinagot niya, yung withdraw Isko call on Twitter, di ba? Tapos marami siyang binitawan na salita against Vice President Len Robredo at ikaw nakatayo ka sa likod niya. Di ba? Dato sa very
yes,
awkward look, no? Tama ba? Sabi mo, you
yes,
were
po.
Melting at that time. I suppose
yes,
that was very awkward, no?
Very
ano,
awkward.
Ano
I felt very
pain.
I actually was very angry. Right after that moment, I went to our party president. Sabi ko, why is it that way? Bakit ganon? Ako po yung maalanganin po sa ganito eh. I wouldn't go that way po. That I felt very bad. I felt very bad. I felt very sad. I couldn't post anything not to express my sentiment and feelings, and people were kind of like just putting me down. So it's okay po. It's part of this whirlwind.
Nag-usap kayo ni Mayor Isko after that, no? Ano yung sinabi niya sa kanya directly? At ano yung sagot niya?
Sabi ko sa kanya, but I didn't want to really kind of tell it to his face, but he knew about it, my anger, through other people. But in Batangas, before it happened, before the event in Batangas, there was that moment na nag-face-to-face kami. And he knew my discomfort. And he just opened up na sabi niya, tibayan lang Sam, wag mag-weekend. And sana po, just open up rin po. Just open up rin, Mayor. Ganun ang ano po.
Pero sinabi niyo sa kanya na ano, na you were angry, you were put in a very awkward position, tapos you were melting. Natutunaw kayo nung nagpapalabas.
My absence po, Chris. Ganun. My absence in the party events or his events in the previous before Batangas showed na I was disgusted.
At alam niya yun, nakarating sa kanya yun.
Yes, that's why he approached me in the prior to Batangas.
Ano mga events yun? Yung in-skip niyo?
Meron siyang taking of the support Mindanao, mga Muslim Mindanao support groups niya ng movement. It's called, I think, God First Movement, if I'm not mistaken.
Dun sa unang birada niya against the Vice President, yung pinagtatanggol naman niya in fairness yung sarili niya, diba? Pero bumalat din siya na matindi. Ano rin yung nakita niya na parang pinaka-objectionable sa mga binitawan niyang salita?
Fake character? Hindi ako Tagalog, pero yung tanso, I think masakit yon. It was the word tanso, kasi kayo Tagalog eh, Chris. So, syempre, you can read between the lines, no? Fake person, fake color, and yet yellow tard, syempre. The yellow tard was standing in front behind him before. Yellow tard ako.
May kasunod pa yun, di ba? Binanatan din niya yung ocho derecho. Sabi niya, kaya sila na inodoro. You were also there.
But you know, Chris, in a way, parang the... Kasi that before the days, di ba po, I had a Karen Davila ANC na talagang nabakbak din ako. There were... That moment na, di ba po, yung hindi ko na ano yung nasasabi kung dapat kong sasabihin. Upon reflection then, I was, you know, not as judgmental of him. Yung mga words na yon, although hindi ko to-tolerate talaga. Nasabi ko sa party president, sana po wag naman ganon.
Uh-oh. At iba yung ano, yung description sa Ocho Diretso ng 2019 na inodoro.
Yes. Kasama yes, sa mga kainisan mo. Yes, going down the labeling and wala yun sa usapan. Akala ko healing tayo. Akala ko na lahat ng kulay kasama. Kaya si Samira kasama mo eh. Wala yun sa usapan.
Teka, did your candidate, si Mayor Isko, naging maayos pa yung pagtanggap niya rin sa mga concerns na in-express mo through other officials of the party? Baka naman, hindi ba siya napikon?
Alam mo kasi sinabi niya, alam mo Samira, speak your mind out eh. So that's what I appreciate about him na kahit hindi ako nagtatantrum, ganun ano, magtatantrum, he knows my discomfort and my anger. And so he was actually apologetic eh. I understood na he was reaching out. And in Batangas, I felt that. In that trip.
Okay. Kaso dun sa Batangas, I was watching kasi kanina na-alert ako sa Facebook eh. Nag-post siya ng Real Talk. Meron siyang excerpt dun sa speech niya sa Batangas. Na siguro, to his supporters, very powerful yung messaging, no? Pero may mga banat siya uli dito eh. You were there, no? Nadinig mo yun, no? What do you think of this? Ang sinabi niya to, pag kaming mahihirap, nangangatwiran, bastos. Aba, ikaw na marangal, ikaw na mapunta sa langit. So I thought he was still referring to the team of Vice President Len Robredo, no? Ano yung tumatakbo sa isip mo ng time na yun?
He was really pointing out that sometimes very elite po yung, could be online even eh, could be online, could be purists, so-called purists na yung talagang ano ba yan? Like example, sa Mira, ay, hindi na kami naniniwala sa'yo. And I mean, admittedly po, Chris, ang daming mga PM na ano, leave him. I mean, bakit ganun, anong klase pa yung ano mo, presidential mo? He's going down. But I don't leave when the ship is sinking, if his mistakes are mistakes, you know?
Okay. So, yun nga, anong sa tingin mo, that was again, a resumption of his attacks?
My reading is that, my reading talaga, Chris, is that he has this thing about Marcos and sa amin sa Yelo. Na syempre, ngayon kami nagkakasama, di ba? He has a reading that they've been hijacking the narratives.
And do you agree?
The narratives, the storytelling. Oo, na you're either with us or you're not with us. So you're either doon, BBM or not. And so in the center, which admittedly, yes, I do appreciate that point na he wants to be somebody who can bring the conversation to the core issues of hunger, etc. Yun pero, po, yung parang, bakit pa lagi ganun eh? It's either your BBM or your Yellow, sa atin Yellow po. And but, this being sa amin sa Yellow, in the, ako, Yellow in the past, yun ang pure. You're good or here, not good.
Yun ba talaga? And, pero tama ba yung ano, yung characterization na meron dichotomy? Kasi ikaw mismo, di ba, you describe yourself as a former Yellow. Pero tama ba yung characterization sa dating grupo na sinamahan mo na either or ang proposition? O baka naman ang position is accountability, na kung talagang gusto ng mga Marcos makabalik dito sa Malacanang, kung talagang gusto nila, di ba dapat may acknowledgement ng mga kasalanan, ng mga ninakaw, may apology, at dapat isoli yung mga ninakaw. Hindi ba maliwanag yan?
Correct yun, Christian. That's one level of explanation which I said nga to the party president. Bakit hindi ba masabi na accountability is the word na hinahanap ng tao? Which to the provinces, of course, we're in Batangas, what he spoke of resonates. I mean, in fairness, in judgment, na it's, of course, simplification, sabi mo, no, Chris? That could be simplified. You're black or white, no? At nag-aaway lang yung mga matataas. Saan naman kaming mahihirap? Pero it is something na hindi nga nila alam yung issue ni Samira na lipat Samira eh. Hindi nga nila alam yung issue na, I mean, yung mga pinag-uusapan natin sa Twitter or online eh, yung mga ilan na nakakausap namin. And that's LGU level na po, Chris.
Mm.
And I think he was bantering to the crowd or to the mass who were thousands of them online. I think they were online kasi po nasa, di ba po may Zoom yun?
Ang kausap niya yung tao, yung ordinary Filipino.
The okay. Zoom, because he said, oh, kumusta kayo dyan sa Zoom kasi.
I mean, yung message niya.
I was looking
niya.
At yan.
Oh, ang message yes, niya talagang directed toward the ordinary Filipino.
Yes po, he was looking at them. I mean, at one point, he was looking at them, conscious about them. And I saw sa Zoom na ito yung mga kwarto, nasa kwarto sila, na mga, you know, not necessarily condo or kwartong, ano, cementado.
Okay.
So, these are communities po.
Okay. Pero doon niya, doon sa ano, yung sabi mo, di ba, maliwanag din naman yung sinabi ni Mayor Isko during his speech when he declared his candidacy. Talagang gusto niya yung healing president, di ba? Yun ang characterization niya sa sarili niya. Tapos bring people together. Kaso, ang banat naman doon ng iba, kung talagang gusto mong pag-isahin yung mga supporters ni Marcos at saka yung mga supporters ni Vice President Lenny, bakit bumabanat ka lang doon sa mga dilawan at ginamit mo pa yung term na yellow tards at wala kami nadinig na ganung katinding kritisismo dun sa mga talaga nagnakaw? I mean, how would you justify or explain that?
It might not be coming out in the narrative na closely yung accounting, no? Accounting kasi ano pa ang pag-translate nun, ano? Yeah, I mean, he has his communication style, Chris, which hindi yan naman dumadaan sa amin. And he might be taken, yan, yung portion na yan, yung on, you know, yung pag ano niya, undertones against the yellow. But that's his style po eh, Chris eh. And of course, yeah, you should be looking at the core issues, which he also spends time. He spends time on gutom, kagutuman. Tayo lang ang nagsasuffer. Kaawayan ng matataas, tayo. So, this is a party philosophy, Chris, actually. that I should emphasize then in the 5 points of the Action Democratico, para hindi ma-hijack din yung ating conversation with Ong Isko.
Go ahead.
That number one is, reading it through eh, number one talaga, people is wealth. So that's where I pick up na talagang tao. He keeps on harping, tao. And then it is an elite conversation, if not a Twitter world natin. Hi, Twitter, guys. This is not to ano us. But we are here and talking about Sam Lipat, Isko withdraw, you know, things that hindi pa alam ng mga probinsya masyado. As Senator Ralph Recto would actually say na hindi tayo masyadong nasa Twitter in his speech. Party philosophy po, people is wealth, tutok sa tao. Number two, vulnerability of children and women, priority, inclusivity, diversity, and so forth.
Kaya ka
nandyan. And that's how he communicates it. That's how he communicates it. He has to kind of generate maybe this kind of friction steering. It's his style. Hindi yan dinadaan sa amin po na content management.
Hindi rin ba parang spin yun? Yung parang trying to steer the conversation to an elite versus the masses debate. Hindi mo parang spin sa kanya yun? Lagi niyang binabanggit na porky kami, mahihirap. Hindi naman siya mahirap ngayon. Mayaman si Mayor's Coin. 70 million
Chris,
ang report niya.
All the presidentials have their speaking styles. Eh. I mean, this is something that we don't get to check on him. Of course, I did call out na on that after that tight tirada niya. Which, na ano na naman, this Friday, this oath-taking naman, sa this Batangas event, sasabihin niya, bigla na naman ako, sa Samira, napapressure. So okay, it's not LP that's pressuring me po through this interview. No, LP is not inviting me back. But I'm saying po that I was pressured by some people who say that, you know, why are you with him? And you should transfer to Lenny. Isn't that the very thing that sinabi nyo, lumipat ka, so therefore trapo ka? Diba? So,
pero talaga bang ano, you feel very bad with all those pressure that you're getting? Talaga bang iniinda mo yan? Yung mga banat?
Parang ano eh, at one point, Chris, parang na may self-doubt ako na, am I me? I mean, am I really like, ano kasi wala akong pinapirma sa akin, Chris. I mean, there's not something na change your style, Samira, change your what? Siyempre kung may binigay sa amin kasi sabi niya, pera, nakuha ka sa pera, my gosh. E kulang na kulang nga itong gasolina namin sa Manila nga, di ba? To go around the country. And I don't even stick around the tropa. I really have to go around. I do go around on my own. So, ano po, hindi po nabili. Hindi po ako feeling nabili.
May mga below the belt na comments din.
Oo naman po. I mean, expected ko na yan, Chris. And I did say na mental health ko was affected because I lashed out at my team. Sorry po. Is this getting too intimate? Right after that tirada ni Yorme, na oath-taking, I felt na I wasn't protected. Why would they let me stand behind him? Why would they allow me, a yellow, so-called yellow, formerly, to stand behind him and let him do his tirada? I mean, that way, Yorme should know this. Maybe it through your program pa, no? Na sana po, wag naman ganuna na lalagay niyo ako sa alanganin na sa likod ako.
Parang ano ka, yung naipronta. Although technically, nasa
tinitingnan
likod niya.
Po. Parang instead na siya yung tinitingnan, ako pa nga sa likod niya ang tinitingnan.
Actually, may mga memes na lumabas dun eh. Isa sa mga napanood ko yung The Sound of Silence ang background.
Sorry po. Oo nga eh.
Nakita mo ba
yung really odd discomfort. Hindi po. Umiwas talaga po ako, Chris, for my mental health.
Naka-zoom, sorry. Naka-zoom in sa mukha mo. And then, ang background music was The Sound of Silence. Okay. Ngayon, Samira, yung iba naman, yung ibang mga critics ni Mayor Isko Moreno, sinasabi naman, yun nga, bakit daw hindi niya masyadong binabanatan yung mga Marcos, mas binabanatan niya si Lenny Robredo. Ang tanong ng iba, hindi kaya dahil meron siyang soft spot sa mga Marcoses? Ikaw, seeing him up close, what do you sense anything of that sort?
There is a clarification to be made that this was an aftermath. His tirada was an aftermath of some incident as part of Unity Talks, which I'm not privy of, Christian. So I'm not baka hindi naman ako maka-articulate best because I didn't ask directly what's his tampo to VP or what's his tampo to LP. At baka hindi sa akin din ma-explain because I'm from that organization, di ba po, in the past with VP Lenny. So, parang I'll come to a point, siguro I'll understand what happened between him and VP Lenny. So yun po, this is nothing that should, you know, downgrade yung kanyang criticism. He echoed to me na, Samira, I've been criticizing the Marcos when needed. I've been questioning Duterte, I've been questioning Marcos. But, you know, enabler, he's questioning, he's being labeled an enabler. And he should know, di ba po nag-post even ako na martial law. Kung sir, sincere po kayo sa Mindanao, kami po yung naging biktima po ng massacres ng martial law.
Yeah, okay. Sige, speaking of these issues, kasi nga, I understand, medyo awkward na situation mo ngayon, di ba? Formerly, you were with Vice President Lenny, Ocho Derecho Ticket in 2019. Ngayon, you're now with Mayor Isko. So ordinarily, you would find yourself in an awkward position of having to defend your candidate today and also perhaps answer questions doon sa nakaraan, di ba? Okay.
Yung recent na I thought Chris, a sister party sila. Kasi at that time, I remember Ocho Derecho, Chris, you were covering us. Si Chris Cepilo Hilbay was Action and very core sa amin. Parang akala ko nga, wala nang differences kami Chris, that time. So ngayon, parang the lines are drawn, di ba?
Okay. Recently, medyo napatrouble ka na naman because of an interview. There are a lot of interpretations or there were a lot of attacks dun sa interview mo on TV when you were asked about your position dun sa drug killings ni President Duterte, yung pulisiya niya. Okay? So maraming tao walked away after seeing that with the impression na, teka, si Samira Gutok pala, parang part of her supporter talaga nitong drug war. Ano ba talaga?
May context pasin, maranaw na yun. There was a context rin, Chris, what was happening in my life at that moment, wherein that week was filing week, and we were, right after the filing week was Monday ba with Karen na, there were hundreds, if not dozens, sorry, not hundreds naman, exaggerated yun. Dozens of people na governors, candidates, down the line, councilors, na who were calling for a certificate of nomination. So, research-wise, I was really like inadept. At that moment, wala akong research work. I didn't have a review of any of my materials, which to my core naman, I should know, right? My positioning. No excuses, Chris. I told my one vlogger, dearest friend, na influencer, no excuse na so many things are happening in my mind and I would blurt out or respond very calmly na it was a success yung drug war. Kasi at that question, sabay-sabay siya, Chris, what was the failure and success of PRRD administration? So I could easily have said failure ang drug war, but ang question was, so you thought it was a success yung drug war? I mean, trying to recall the ano namin po exchange ni Ma'am Karen. So for me, the drug war was that only thing that I could remember. And then sinundan ko Bangsamoro peace process, which yun ang mas alam ko kapako. I've always questioned the drug war as a human rights advocate. We have worked with Chito Gascon, human rights, yung mga survivors ng EJ case. We have conducted dialogues with them. I have stood out po, Chris, in Mindanao Peace Summit, Human Rights Summit against EJK and the drug war. So on record po yon. So I would not have made an excuse na hindi ako at the right frame, hindi ako naka-communicate properly, but the drug war, its methodology, as seen by my debate with Bato, I don't know if you recalled it was
2019.
Yes po. That sabi ko, ang pinapatay yung maliit, pero yung tonelada, hindi namamatay.
Okay. Kasi
I always said to.
Kasi ang tingin ng iba ron, sige ngayon, you're clarifying it. And syempre, to be fair to you naman, you have the track record to actually show that you were indeed against drug killings. Kaso ang question ng iba, dun sa linya na mukhang nag-iba ng kulay itong si Samira Gutok. Parang pwede lang doon indicate, diba? Kita mo na, dati ito yung sinasabi niya against drug war. Ngayon, biglang okay pala, success, diba?
Yes, Chris. Turn around. Kasi po, right after the filing po yon na Friday ako nag-file, Thursday, then Monday was Karen or Tuesday. So can you imagine po at the midst of that po where all the grabe po na inputs na tawag, Miss Gutok, Konak po, certificate of nomination, counselor po ako, here and there. Of course, no excuse po yon. I'm just saying, I had the context. I was in that, I have a bubble.
Nataranta ka, in short. Medyo taranta. Ganun ba?
Parang, yes po.
So was it a case of simply misspeaking na you misspoke. Ganun ba?
Misspeaking. I had no comms po. I had no hand. I told you, I had no even campaign manager until now. So if I do bloopers po and call me out, page me out, I will accept it po. Na hindi ko, I will not tolerate, no? I will not tolerate the president, president's drug war na that has killed so many of us. At ako pa, anti-killing, anti-EJK.
Okay. Tapos, speaking of these critics of yours.
Success in a way, Chris. Success in a way, ang dami pong, yun lang eh, yun lang kanyang front page eh, yung kanyang drug war. Give him that eh. That's what he wants to ano, be remembered by.
Wait, so ano nga? Success in a way, what do you mean? Can you
success in a way na yun ang kanyang ginawang headline sa sarili niya, si President.
Okay.
And he'll be remembered forever for his drug war that has killed so many people. So okay. That's the way to communicate. The amount na, that's the only thing I can remember. That.
Taga lang ha, baka yung nanonood ngayon, maguluhan na naman. Ang ibig mong sabihin...
Maguluhan na naman sila.
Hindi. Ang ibig sabihin mo na success was, ginawa niyang front and center na issue yon during the campaign?
Is front that and center, po? Yes po.
Yan ang sinasabi
front
mo?
And center. Yes po. Yes, Chris. Pero baka you can tell it to me more. Ano. Front and center po siya, priority siya, yan lang, and then everything else. Pero hindi po sa tamang paraan. Hindi po ang papatayin kabataan at wala rin pong pananagutan ng ating mga police. To this day, thousands po of police, 300 lang yata po ang nakasuhan.
Okay. So in short, success to ni Duterte as a candidate. Kasi ginawa niya front and center yung issue. Pero hindi to...
As a platform, mismo, as an issue, yes.
Pero yung mismo drug war, it's not a success. Kasi dahing patay, grabe.
No.
At ganun pa rin yung
yes,
problema
po.
Ng droga.
Yes,
I mean, kaya...
If I communicated it...
Okay. Yeah. Pero yung mga critics mo on social media, sinasabi naman ng iba, parang you should actually look at these criticisms against you in a positive light kasi they think highly of you. Kaya they can let's say swallow the idea of you joining another party.
Yes, of course. We interact naman po eh Chris, eh. I'm very very it's not the word savvy. I interact actually at one point I was interacting but it's just this campaign period. I didn't have any time to really dialogue with them. Hindi ako nakaka-reply agad. Mm-mm. I'm okay po. I'm okay with criticisms. It's just to make me doubt who I am as a person, na I've lost my core. Doon po, it hits po, masakit po eh. Doon po, Chris, ako nasasaktan. Okay. Parang hindi ka na yung Samira na talagang totoo.
Okay. So finally, this is your decision to run for senator again. And with the Mayor Isko Moreno, ito yung decision mo at wala nang atrasan to. Tuloy-tuloy ka sa pagtakbo at with Mayor Isko, is that it?
There is, of course, things to say, no, that there are, before I ran, there were other parties that were talking to me. And I won't say it in this interview right now, Chris, because there will be a time that I'll tell it to you again intimately. That I chose, I think, the right path for me. The right path for me that I joined Action, no? I joined Action. Ito po, eh, mga kabataan ito. Ito po sila, yung mga young candidates, new blood, kinakailangan sa oras ng pandemya, bilis kilos. Hindi ideolog, hindi perfecto. Si Isko, alam ko po, and he also understands me na he needs to learn a lot from our experiences in Mindanao, martial law, etc. So, this is it po. I'm opening up to you sa bansa, sa Mira Gutok po, yung nakilala niyo noon. Ngayon ulit tumitindig, no? Tumitindig, sumasama, sumasabak. Bringing more compassion, hopefully, because nakita niya COVID wards, nakita niya po how it is literally to be there in the war zone of the disease.
Okay, ito pala finally, bago ko makalimutan. Kasi you're the candidate from Mindanao, di ba? The Muslim candidate
yeah.
in that ticket, no? Pero... Don't you also get the feeling na kinuha ka for strategic purposes para kasi hindi naman kilala siya masyado sa Mindanao and he needs to have a foothold sa region na yun kaya ka kinuha. Or in other tickets in previous elections, yung ibang mga Muslim candidates ang tingin sa kanila parang palamuti sa slate, di ba?
Ganon.
Do you have do you also get some sort of do you also get a feeling similar to that? Hindi naman.
Chris, the numbers would show that Mindanao, NCR, kung sa Mindanao, the base is yeah, the base is as not as big, no, as NCR. But yes, content-wise, that importante po, no? Because he's carrying supposedly diversity. Mindanao, he's very concerned with the Muslims. In the Philippines, yung history namin talagang kapado niya, yung Muslim Cemetery project niya. But yeah, of course, I might be an addition to his vote count, no? To his vote count. The base natin sa Mindanao. And I'm glad na he would recognize na I could be a political addition.
Pero hindi naman ikaw yung token Muslim candidate in a ticket.
Oh, never po. I will always say na hindi ako yung nagsasmile sa behind your back at sasabihin na naka-decoration ako because may Muslim ka dyan na kandidato. And I would say that, thank you, Sir Lito Banayo. You think of me as a serious candidate, the only Muslim serious candidate. Pero, yeah, channel just will follow my way. I'm identified with, again, yung mga supporters in the past. Sana po with this interview po, you'll bring more compassion because this pandemic should really bring out more dapat programming for what is needed right now. Bilis kilos.
Tsaka na-bother ka rin ba nung cancel culture?
Hashtag. Huh? Hashtag ba- culture?
Nene, cancel culture. Yung hindi nagustuhan ng position mo, cancel.
Nabiktima na rin ako for the past week. So I'm humbled naman po na they would say it's a compliment, but to me, it created a bit of doubt, of course, in my heart, in me, na am I in the right thing to do in politics? But yeah, I mean, it was even, nako Chris, nako floodgates ka na naman. In the past, it was really so mentally toxic as well. So, grabe po kung ano ng mga words nila po. When do we wanna say it, right?
Okay. Sige. Hanggang doon na lang muna tayo. Ms. Amira Gutok, maraming salamat for joining us on this podcast. Okay?
Thank you.
Maraming salamat. Okay? So that's it for this episode of our Facts First Podcast. Ako yung host, inyong host, si Christian Esguera. Again, you can watch this episode on my YouTube channel. Just click like and subscribe. And you can listen to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, and Stitcher. Maraming salamat po.